love in all the wrong places or finding it more wonderful the second time around, one thing's for sure, love is an adventure. Here's commentator NPK's experience.
I was single for 23 years, married for 23 years, and now I'm single again in the third quarter of my life. In high school and college, I was never without a nice young man, and it never crossed my mind that someday I would be in the unenviable position of looking for a nice old man. Over the years, I've managed to find a few good men and have had some near misses, or should I say some near misses, but no keepers. So not too long ago, I decided to make a concerted effort to influence my partner status. An advertisement in a university alumni magazine caught my attention. It promised dates with interesting, educated men who know that Y2K is not a Star Wars character. I decided to give it a try. Now, if you're thinking that I was desperate, you're wrong. I am curious and brave, and maybe a little bit foolish, but I certainly haven't been bored. My very first phone call came from a southern gentleman who offered a sense of joie and magic. We experienced joy and a magical attachment over the telephone, but when I suggested we get together, he pulled a real magic act. He disappeared. Since it was the first time anyone had ditched me sight unseen, I went to his hometown in the neighboring state and rented a room at his brother's bed and breakfast. I had never met the brother, and he didn't know me. Over a delicious three-course breakfast, he told me all about his family. I was the only guest, so we had a long, enlightening conversation. I found out more than I wanted to know about his brother, whom he called the Devil Incarnate. I got on Amtrak and came home. A New York cartoonist met me at the New York airport. He had rented a car to take me to a writer's workshop. Right away, there was a problem. He couldn't remember what the car looked like and where he parked it. An hour later, we were finally on our way and getting acquainted when we ran out of gas on the freeway. A stockbroker wanted to share his brilliant mind, his freedom from the mundane, and his healthy heart with me. On his second phone call, he insisted that I come to a Philadelphia hospital and hold his hand while he underwent treatment for fainting spells. A man who described himself as intelligent, insightful, and charismatic immediately proposed to walk in the woods when we first met. I suggested that lunch was more to my taste. He agreed to eat with me if I would pay for the food. Our short relationship ended when he asked to live at my house in exchange for cutting the grass. I have told you only a few of the adventures resulting from my courage and curiosity, but believe me, all of them have convinced me that I need to find another venue for my partner search. Do you have any suggestions? This is NPK.
NPK is a regular commentator on WUNC. She lives in the Raleigh area.